Ted Rosenthal is a jazz pianist, educator, and, as of late, a composer of operas. He has a rich history in the Berkshires, from childhood visits to Tanglewood and Jacob's Pillow to regular appearances as a professional musician over the last few decades. Rosenthal is back in town Saturday at the Berkshire Museum for a program put together by Berkshire's Jazz and the museum for the Massachusetts Art Week. In the latter half of the show, the pianist and his trio will be joined by local youth from the Kids for Harmony program. Rosenthal tells WAMC about what to expect from the performance, what it's like to teach young people jazz today, and the story behind his debut opera.
One of the themes that is sometimes a part of my programs, or sometimes in this case almost a complete program, is the idea of my association with classical music. And I've made a CD called Impromptu, where I take themes from classical music but really treat those themes almost like they were the great American songbook themes instead of being the great European songbook themes. And I treat those themes with my jazz trio as jazz tunes that I then play on and improvise on and find a rhythmic and harmonic treatment that falls into a jazz style. So that's the thematic the theme of the concert. And in this case, we are actually expanding a little and collaborating with these wonderful young people from Kids for Harmony, so they'll play the last two pieces with us on some expanded orchestrations I've done of two of the themes, namely by Mozart and Tchaikovsky.
So you're playing with some local children's music groups. Tell me about that process. How do you work with young players like that?
Well, this is somewhat unusual for me. I actually got to do it last year, and we had a wonderful time. They were playing Mozart Eine kleine Nacht music, and they played it in a traditional fashion, basically what you might expect. They read the notes and played the notes on the page with a lot of spirit and musicality, but they weren't really thinking about adding any jazz improvisation or other things like that to it. So we discussed what elements go into the music, what themes, what commonalities there are, and to start thinking about adapting classical pieces into jazz. And we had like a little jam session together, and they played their theme, and I did some improvisations, and then they returned with the theme. And one of the girls in the group, whose nickname I never forgot, named Girdle, or her nickname is, then showed me an original composition that she had written, which I was fascinated by and impressed by. And so we discussed a little bit about the compositional process and ways she could think about expanding what she had written.
You have a pretty broad overview of what education is like in the jazz world in 2019. What are the themes that you would deal with and approach in working with young people now that maybe have changed or expanded since you first got into the business?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring this up, because just today, almost by good fortune, I sat in on a master class of Wynton Marsalis at the Juilliard School, where I do some teaching, and at one point he called me up to join the presentation and give a little demonstration of what we were discussing. And of course, a lot of his wisdom has to do with really both respecting and working from the tradition. And then once you're sort of well-versed in the language of jazz and the history of jazz and the styles of authentic historical jazz, then, of course, the creative possibilities start to unfold. I teach at Manhattan School of Music as well, and they have a wonderful jazz program and very creative people there who are working on both their playing and compositions in all kinds of interesting ways. So being part of the process is very exciting for me, and it's really an extension of what I do as a musician. I'm always looking to grow and to expand, and being exposed to really the cream of the crop at these two schools gives me good impetus to keep doing that.
Earlier this year, your first opera premiered in New York City. Can you tell me all about that?
Well, how much time do you have? It was an extremely exciting and meaningful and intense project for me, because not only was it my first opera, but the subject matter was as a result of rediscovering some letters that were written by my grandmother in Germany to my father, who had emigrated from Nazi Germany just in the nick of time by virtue of a fellowship to the University of Chicago. Unfortunately, my grandmother and most of those relatives perished, and my father was very reluctant to discuss much of that time in his history. But the rediscovery and translation of these letters opened up a whole new world for me that was so inspiring and so interesting that I ended up writing a whole jazz opera about it that was premiered by New York City Opera this past January. One of the things in terms of musically about the opera is, given my background in jazz and music such as Gershwin, who of course wrote Porgy and Bess, that there was some influence there. So there are actually songs in the opera that I play on my jazz gigs with my jazz trio and with others. So, but the whole process, given the personal nature of it and given this new creative element having to do with the drama and always working on tweaking and writing the libretto, which my wife Leslie helped me with, has been just a fascinating and very engaging process.